Janet abandoned the carrots.
Oh, for goodness sake!
What?
After all the fuss you made. You were adamant. You said it wasn't just because Daniel had applied for medicine. You don't seem to realise how privileged you are. A degree isn't something you just keep changing. You have to stick to it once you've begun.
I don't want to keep changing. I just think it's maybe not the right career for me after all. You thought it was last year and the year before.
But how could I know?
How can you suddenly know you'd like something else better? What if you didn't? Janet was out of her depth.
I don't think you can do that anyway, just change to another subject.
She softened, trying to understand.
Look, is it because of the bodies in the anatomy class? That won't last forever. It'll be quite different next year.
Well, Hester says, flustered.
Well, do sit down, Kat.
The girl perches on the edge of the carved chair opposite her, as though she might fly away at any moment. I'm very pleased you've made the journey safely. She had prepared in her head what she would say to the girl to put her at her ease, and to show what a kind and calm and godly household she had found herself in. But it had got scattered in her head by the shock of the girl's appearance, and now she can't think what she wanted to say.
I'm sure you'll be very happy here, she tries.
Kat blinks, and although her face does not move and she does not speak, Hester gets the distinct impression that the girl doubts this last statement.
Gracious, I've never seen hair cut in such a style as yours. Is it all the fashion in London? Am I terribly behind the times?
Hester bursts out. Her own hair is her crowning glory. It is light and full and soft and gathers into a bouffant high on her head each morning. And that's how special twins can be. They actually had a special name shared between them. In which case, this piercingly calm statement from Kirsty.
Mummy, I'm Lydia. It was Kirsty that died.
Could be just another example of twinness. Just another symptom of their uniqueness. But even so, I'm fighting panic and the urge to cry because she's reminding me of Lydia and because I am worried for Kirsty. What terrible delusion is haunting her thoughts to make her say these terrible words?
Mummy, I'm Lydia. It was Kirsty that died. Why do you keep calling me Kirsty?
Sweetheart, I say to Kirsty, with a fake and deliberate calmness.
It's time for bed soon.
I know what you said, but I just had to see him again. I thought I was in love with him. I went back to the hotel and he was in my room, and except for the little concussion, it was really quite romantic. At least, I thought it was. But then we fell asleep, and when I woke up, he was gone. He took my money, my jewellery, my traveller's checks, even my little change purse. What kind of man would do something like that? I'm beginning to think he could walk all along, and he made up this whole thing just to get me and my money.
This is the story of a specific relationship I had with a specific man. In the course of that relationship, I noticed a pattern of behaviour that puzzled me. And eventually, I found an explanation for this entire pattern, Asperger's syndrome. But please tread cautiously through these pages. Many behaviours of the typical bloke have some similarities with Asperger's syndrome, and the condition can't be attributed to every oddball you may meet, of whatever gender. It's always best to seek diagnosis if you feel that someone close to you displays the traits which I describe. Nancy was early, but then she always was. And she didn't like being seen there too soon. It looked as if you had nothing else to do if you arrived far too early for the bus home. The others all arrived rushing and panting and afraid they'd miss it, because if they missed it, then they really did. Tom turned the key in the ignition at 6:45 and swung the lilac bus out into the road.